It's usually medical students who fill this lecture hall at the University of Colorado Medical Center. But tonight, people of all ages from all walks of life are taking their seats for an 8-week course called Mini Med School.
Mini Medical School is the opportunity for faculty to come together with the community and talk about our bodies, answer their questions, hear what their concerns are, and just find out what the pulse is of the community. What is it they need to know?
Robin Michaels is one of the 7 medical professors who volunteered to teach these weekly 1-hour lessons. And while no one in the MiniMed audience will earn a medical diploma, Michaels says they will learn plenty.
We do not dumb down the talks that we give to the community, because the difference between our medical students and the people out in public really has to do with their education level, not their intellect.
Those eager to exercise their intellect include a woman who lives near the medical campus and has been curious about the course since it was first offered in 1989.
I wanted to take the mini med school 22 years ago, but the class was full.
This year she signed up early and finally got in. A high school student who wants to become a doctor to honor her brother, who died of cancer, says she heard about MiniMed from a teacher.
His friend works here as a professor, and he brought me the packet about this med school, and then I signed up.
A middle school science teacher has his own reason for attending.
I'm fairly sure this MiniMed school is going to help me be a better teacher.
A few rows away sit a mother and her 10-year-old daughter.
Because we are homeschoolers, we think this is gold. And so that is why we are here. We're going to fulfill some of our science requirements for this year.
The 200-person lecture hall is nearly full as the MiniMed program director, John Cohen, strides toward the podium. Hundreds of other MiniMed students around the state participate through a live video feed. Cohen explains how these diverse and far-flung students can all interact during tonight's lecture, which is on anatomy.
Because the folks all around are watching on video, we will have medical students with portable microphones. If you have a question, just wave one of them down. And the people at all the other sites, email us your question.
Then he introduces the professor who will teach tonight's anatomy lesson, Robin Michaels.
Welcome to all of you. It's my real sincere pleasure and honor to welcome you to your very first lecture here in Mini Medical School. I think this is my 4th year of doing this.
She guides the audience through a tour of the human body. And since everyone knows how to eat, she focuses on the digestive tract. Using humor and a slideshow, she starts her tour with saliva, the substance that makes it possible to have a mouth-watering reaction.
If you eat something like a lemon, what happens? Saliva comes washing into your mouth, right? And it's trying to do is neutralize that acidity, because acid can cause leaching or loss of calcium from your teeth.
Michaels moves on to talk about the stomach, the pancreas, and the small intestine. This is what she does at the real medical school, except there, instead of presenting a slideshow, she guides medical students as they dissect human cadavers, donated to the medical school while the person was living. There are no such powerful learning tools for the mini med school audience, but tonight's lecture is still a realistic taste of what medical school might be like. Afterwards, a 10-year-old MiniMed student says she's eager to learn even more.
You know, it's your own body and you should know what's going on inside of you and more about your own body and the anatomy of it. And I really think that's really cool.
Professor Michaels agrees that it's important that each of us knows how our body works.
We all are confronted with disease. We're all confronted with death and dying. And it's how we approach that our knowledge base is really important. Can we help educate the community is really what MiniMed is all about.
Over the past 2 decades, more than 17,000 Coloradans have attended MiniMed School, making it the most popular course offered by the University of Colorado School of Medicine. It has inspired nearly 100 similar programs around the world, including in Canada, Germany, and Ireland. And there are plans now for a MiniMed 2, an advanced program for MiniMed graduates that will launch in 2012. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender.